The World This Week. Business.
Hewlett-Packard decided to hive off its PC and printer business and create a new company, Hewlett-Packard Enterprise, to focus on servers, cloud computing and big data. It will be run by Meg Whitman, HP's boss. When she became chief executive 3 years ago, Ms. Whitman jettisoned the idea of spinning off the PC business. But with the rise of tablets, HP's computer sales have suffered, falling 7% last year, according to Gartner, a consulting firm.
Samsung's announcement that profit in the third quarter had halved from the same period last year, its fourth consecutive quarterly drop, got some wondering how it would respond to the challenge of an increasingly saturated smartphone market. Squeezed between low-cost competitors and Apple, the South Korean company's share of that market has fallen further this year.
Rocket Internet's stock continued to slide. The German company, which backs e-commerce startups, made a disappointing stock market debut on October 2nd, with its share price closing 13% down on the day after being priced at the top of the IPO's range. Still, Rocket raised €1.4 billion, that's $1.8 billion, and said investors would be more interested in its long-term prospects.
Patrick Drahi, a telecoms entrepreneur who beat the odds by winning the takeover battle for SFR in France earlier this year, was rumoured to be interested in buying Portugal Telecom, which is in the process of being merged with Oi of Brazil.
Facebook completed its takeover of WhatsApp. The deal is now valued at $21.8 billion, almost $3 billion more than when it was announced in February, as the price of Facebook's shares, which are being paid out to WhatsApp's investors, has risen since then. So has the number of people using WhatsApp, to 600 million monthly active users.
The European Commission expanded its probe into the tax arrangements afforded to some companies by formally opening an investigation into an alleged sweetheart deal given to Amazon by Luxembourg in 2003. Amazon says it was given no special tax treatment.
The IMF's latest assessment of the world economy weighed heavily on stock markets. Although the downward revision to overall world output for this year was small, estimates for Germany, Japan and Brazil were reduced considerably. The debt hangover and recession still cast a shadow, the IMF said, and investment after the recovery has been weaker than expected. Underscoring this, new figures for August recorded the biggest drop in German exports and industrial production since January 2009.
The minutes from the latest Federal Reserve meeting showed that its officials were also perturbed by weak overseas growth in their deliberations on when to raise interest rates.
Russia's central bank intervened in currency markets to prop up the ruble, as well as its banks and companies feeling the pinch of Western sanctions imposed over the conflict in Ukraine. Russia's energy exports are also likely to feel the effect of the steep fall in oil prices since the summer. Brent crude is at a two-year low.
The Bank of England gave British banks less than 3 months to submit plans on how they will ring-fence their retail operations from riskier parts of their business, which the Vickers Commission recommended in 2011. But the banks will have to present their proposals without knowing how much capital they will be expected to hold, details that the central bank will provide later next year.
Responding to speculation in the markets, Rio Tinto confirmed that it had been approached by Glencore during the summer about a takeover, but had turned it down. A merger would create the world's biggest mining group. Ivan Glasenberg, Glencore's chief executive, submitted the proposal personally to Rio Tinto. He is not known to be one for giving up so easily.
The operator of Disneyland Paris was thrown a €1 billion, that's $1.3 billion, lifeline by Walt Disney Company, its biggest shareholder. The theme park, which opened in 1992, is burdened by debt and has not made a profit for years, as attendance and hotel occupancy rates have tumbled after the financial crisis.
The Waldorf Astoria Hotel in Manhattan was sold to a Chinese insurance company for $1.95 billion, or nearly $1.4 million a room. The hotel, which opened its doors to visitors in 1931, is to undergo a big renovation to restore it to its former glory. Some of its 1,413 rooms could possibly be turned into apartments.
更多内容请关注可可英语可可net.com